You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Welcome to the 50th episode of Warriors Off Court, the San Francisco Chronicles NBA podcast. I'm your host, Warriors beat writer Connor Letourneau, and today I'm joined by center Andrew Bogut. Bogut, who was a key member of Golden State's 2014-15 championship team, rejoined the Warriors recently to provide the team much-needed insurance at center in case DeMarcus Cousins misses time or gets into foul trouble. In the 2.5 years that Bogut last played with the Warriors, he's endured a barrage of adversity, including a broken leg with Cleveland, getting waived by the Lakers, the death of his grandfather, and his wife's high-risk pregnancy. In his sit-down with the Chronicle, Bogut was very transparent about those experiences and what they've done to make his reunion with the Warriors that much more special. Andrew Bogut might be the Warriors' backup center, but he's a player Golden State fans know well. We caught up at the Warriors facility last week about the tumultuous 2.5 years he weathered before returning to the Bay Area. I'll have our conversation right after the break.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The 7-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Here's my interview with Bogut, Golden State's new and old big man.
Signing Cleveland, was there for 2 days and broke my leg. And that's right. When the kind of spiral started for me. Just had a baby in Dallas. And then, broke my leg. Was stuck in a Cleveland hospital hotel for 4 weeks. They wouldn't let me go home because of the swelling.
What hospital was it, do you remember?
Cleveland. The one connected to their hospital there, whatever the hospital's called, that big-ass hospital. In the middle of nowhere, my wife, baby that's not sleeping well, stuck in a hotel room, it's below zero outside. That's where it started, and then finally got home, started my rehab, and they gave me 6 to 9 months to get back on the floor, and I was back on the floor in August, September, which was, broken in March, April, so right. Like 3 or 4 months, and I was back out there. I wasn't 100%. And then we had a few teams talking. Cleveland was tossing up whether they bring me back or not. And then it was getting later and later towards training camp. And then the Lakers reached out. And obviously I have respect for Luke Walton and what he was trying to do. They just, wanted me there as a veteran presence in the locker room. And I didn't want to go because it was a non-guaranteed contract. It was a 15th spot. And spoke to Rob and Magic and... look, I'm not really willing to move over there with a child and wife.
Yeah, but it's not guaranteed.
It's not going to be a guaranteed deal. And they basically promised me that, we just want insurance because of your injury history. If you're healthy and everything's fine, we're not going to waive you, so don't worry about that. So I took their word for it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And, I was still a bit slow on the court and wasn't moving well straight away, but got into a pretty good rhythm, played, had some actually okay games off the bench.
Yeah.
And it was healthy and they waived me.
how frustrating was that?
It was frustrating just because, that's this industry though. No one keeps their word, especially a lot of general managers out there and whatnot. It is what it is, and they were, we lost 10 of 11 at that point, and I guess they wanted wanted something to talk about and get rid of a guy, and they brought in Ingram, which was a feel-good story, so I kind of took attention away from what was actually going on there.
Yeah.
Just fair enough, shit happens. So then... as that happened, I had stayed in a hotel with a kid, wife and kid, and my wife just was pregnant a couple of months, and the kid was losing his shit in the hotel, so I decided...
What's his name?
Luca.
Okay.
And my wife was pregnant, hormonal, so she was struggling a little bit. We didn't know what was going on, so my agent's plan was, look, just stay in LA and work out, probably, closer to the deadline or after the deadline, the roster spots you... jump on the bandwagon, a playoff team or whatever, right? So I'm working out, so I end up after 3 days, I'm like, look, just got home back to Australia, got family there, so I sent my wife and child back home in LA by myself for about 2 weeks. A few deals, like New Orleans, are trying to fly me in.
Like for a workout or?
Yeah, for a workout, and I was like, look, I'm in shape, like, you know, so we'll discuss about coming and getting, you know, guaranteed for the rest of the season. And my grandfather passed away.
What's his name?
Mille, M-I-L-E. And he passed away, and then I was already kind of in a bad space without my kids and my wife. And
just right.
Didn't really know nobody in LA. Had a, you know, teams were coming to town, so I tried to catch up with whoever was in town, but I didn't really have anybody there.
Right.
So it wasn't in a great place. It wasn't in a horrible place, but I wasn't in a great place. And then, oh shit, like, obviously need to go to the funeral. It's February, whatever it is. It was mid-February or late February at the time.
What was your relationship like? Was he actively involved in your childhood, or was
Yeah, look, they moved pretty far away from us, 2 hours away, but I liked him. He was just a quiet man and didn't really say a lot. Similar to me in a way, in that sense. So they ended up moving closer towards where we were the last 10 years of their life. But it was more so, you know, the home that they were living in, I bought for them and just let them stay there.
Is that outside Melbourne? Or?
Yeah, about 40 minutes from Melbourne. Okay. We lived around the corner, like 5 minutes away. So
you guys got closer in that period?
Yeah, probably, yeah. My grandma, she's got every game stat sheet I've ever played in the NBA. Uh-huh. Prints it off in a folder.
That's so pretty cool.
She's got them all every year. She'll just print any article she can find from the local newspapers. She figured out to use the internet once I got drafted.
What was her name?
Zdenka.
Okay.
Zdenka.
Okay.
So the concern was obviously the funeral, but then also my grandma, you know, like,
right.
They've been together their whole life. They're very homely people. They don't leave. They don't do anything separately. Like,
was it a sudden passing or was it?
He was in hospital, so I got a call. No, sorry. He'd been in hospital a couple of years before. He had some stuff with his kidneys, but he was okay. And it was just the way to pass. He woke up, didn't wake up after a nap, after a sleep.
Just fell, yeah.
Yeah. So then
his kidneys fell, or
just died of old age, essentially. Yeah, stopped breathing. So then they my sister called me at like 2 a.m. They didn't get the call till the morning, and then I basically got back there and was like, you know what, like, you know, just mentally, it's been a tough 12 months. I'm just going to stay out here. And then was contemplating about whether I'd go back or not. I knew if I came back to America, I didn't finish the Lakers on a great note. People would still question whether I'm healthy and going through all that bullshit. I'd probably only get a one-year deal.
Right.
So I'm kind of, after what happened with the Lakers, I'm not going to sign a one-year deal with now what's going to be two kids pretty soon. So I was thinking about that. Amidst all that, my wife got term with a high-risk pregnancy.
What was the issue? Was it?
Because she had a C-section with our first, the second pregnancy was a little too soon. So there's some issues with the attachment down there and all right. That kind of shit. So I was like, fuck. So I was like, I'm not going to move back to America for a year and bring a wife that's, you know,
right.
Some shit right now. It could have, you know, could have been fatal more towards her than the baby.
Wow.
So I'm like, you know what, like, we start talking to some Australian teams, I'll just stay here, and that's kind of how that happened. I started talking to Melbourne United and Sydney, two teams, and ended up with Sydney, and it worked out great. As my wife's pregnancy got later, it actually, the risk got lower and lower, and towards the end, you know, she was struggling all the way up. She got rushed to hospital two or three times throughout it, like, fainted and shit.
Wow.
She ended up having a healthy baby, so that all worked out. And then,
is it another boy?
Another boy,
what's
yeah.
What's his name?
Nicola.
Okay.
And then, yeah, man, like, basically signed in Australia during that period before the pregnancy, and then we moved to Sydney, and the rest is kind of history.
Did, in retrospect, are you kind of thankful that you had that year in the Australian
100%,
league?
100%, it was sensational. We only play on weekends, one or two games a week on weekends, 28 games over, you know, 5 odd months. One or two road trips a month, like
the timing couldn't have been better.
It was awesome. Yeah,
like then, with this situation too.
Yeah, exactly. And it worked out, but I mean I didn't even have this in mind
right.
Back then. And I'll just be able to be with my family from Monday to Friday. And, you know, sometimes with 2 weeks home, two straight weeks at home. So
right.
It was important for me to be around the kids at this age as well. So then obviously this situation arose and it worked out perfectly, you know, but it wasn't a situation I told Rusty where I wasn't putting my name out there to NBA teams that I want to come back. The only team I spoke to was Golden State. and it was really the only team I considered doing.
Philly was interested.
I never spoke to him. I guess my agent. I didn't even tell my agent.
Yeah.
He didn't even know I was talking to Golden State throughout the NBL season. When I told him when it was closer to what's happening, he was like, "Shit, the people still calling your agent? Like, what the fuck? Why didn't they call me?" But that's how it was never somewhere. I'm like, I need to get back to the NBA at all costs. He was like, "Nah, I'm like, comfortable here. It's a beautiful place to live. My wife's very happy living here." And it's 3 months.
Well, what do you think was the toughest part? Was it the injury in Cleveland? Was it?
Yeah, just all that, and just like the stress of having a child. You know, and not really being around and helping as much as I could. Even once we had our child, that stressed me out a little bit. You know, that's where it got really hard. And then obviously fucking breaking my leg, like just not being able to do shit. It was like my wife had a second child at the time because I couldn't. They put me to bed rest for 4 weeks. My leg elevated, so I couldn't do anything.
She had to help you with basic.
Yeah, like just get up and go to the bathroom. Yeah. Give me food all the time.
And you're like, and she's taking care of a newborn.
Yeah,
too.
And we're in Cleveland.
Like, yeah,
it's not like I can go and sit outside and lie down in the sun and at least get my mind away from things. It was like, fuck me, like sitting there watching. You only watch so much daytime TV and go on the internet so much. I went out, I don't play video games.
Right.
I went and got her to buy me a PlayStation because I was like, losing my shit, man. I was trying to find books. Like, it was hell, man. Like I don't understand how people that willingly don't want to work just sit at home all day. Like you just lose your shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But does it kind of make this experience even mean more because you went through all that BS before?
So like such a sweet experience, and that's why like. When I spoke to Steve and he was like, started off with like, look, we don't know what your role's going to be. That's when I said, like, I don't care, man. Like, I'm going to be part of this team. And, you know, it could be the last 3 months of my NBA career, which I didn't think I'd get anyway. So it's a bonus to me.
How's your wife doing?
Good. Yeah, she's doing well. I mean, she's still struggling a little bit from it, even though it's almost a year after it. But, you know, you have two babies in the space of essentially 20 months.
So how soon did she get pregnant after giving birth to the first one?
So the baby's two and a half or 8 months, so what, 16 months.
Yeah.
And they generally want you to wait almost 2 years after a C-section.
Was it unexpected?
Yeah, it was an accident.
Yeah.
Too much fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, they want you to wait 18 months to two years, generally 2 years, just so everything heals up. It's basically like an open heart surgery, you know?
Right.
But everything worked out well, so.
Is it tough, you know, knowing that she had to fly out on her own with the kids and.
Yeah. You mean now?
Yeah.
Yeah, we've got someone coming with us, thankfully. So we've got
like
a bit of help.
Friend or?
Yeah, friend. But yeah, it's not going to be easy. Thankfully, there's a direct now from Sydney to San Fran, which helps. But I feel for her on those 14 hours because a younger one's a little bit of an angry baby. So more for the other people on the flight, they're gonna have a great time.
All right, cool, man. Well, I appreciate you.
I want to thank Bogut for joining me on this week's podcast. Had a great time chatting with him and hearing his story. Warriors Off Court is part of the San Francisco Chronicle Podcast Network. Audrey Cooper is the editor-in-chief. If you like this show, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts. And if you've got a minute to give us a quick review, that helps us build our audience so we can keep growing. Follow me on Twitter at @con_cron and email me at claterno@sfchronicle.com. Support Warriors Off Court and a lot of great journalism with a subscription to the San Francisco Chronicle. There are print and digital editions. Find out more at sfchronicle.com/subscribe.